Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Port, and I'd like to officially welcome.
Turn that TV down now.
Legal Field conference call. We've got an absolutely exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. We're going to hear from a phenomenal trainer. Matter of fact, one of the best trainers in all of Legal Shield, in my opinion. But got a couple of really exciting announcements that the Legal Shield came out with today, and want to make sure everyone is aware of it because they actually can explode and create a tremendous amount of momentum heading into convention next month in Oklahoma City. Just a quick reminder that, you know, the $75 rebate ends this week. The $75 rebate for brand new associates into the business ends this week. So you definitely want to buckle down and take advantage of that phenomenal promotion. But just announced today is anyone who joined our company, Legal Shield, in 2013, if they will register for the Destiny Now convention by April 5th, and really should not wait until April 5th, they should do it tomorrow, as long as they've had production in the system, that's wrote one membership or brought one new team member on or any combination of the two, if they've had any type of production in 2013 and they've been in the business in 2013, they can attend the Destiny Now convention for only $49.95. What a phenomenal thing that Legal Shield's doing for us to get to come to that convention for $49.95. Anyone who's joined in 2013, as long as they have production in the system. So definitely want to take advantage of that. And especially the next announcement is everyone who is already, if you've already registered for the Destiny Now convention in Oklahoma City, if you can actually bring a friend with you for $49.95. You can register one of your team members. As long as you've registered, you can register a team member and they can get their convention ticket for only $49.95. So, guys, what a phenomenal thing Legal Shield's doing from us. I mean, we need to continue to ride this momentum wave into the convention and bring as many team members as possible, because when we come out of that event, there's going to be an absolute explosion of Legal Shield and production and new recruits and new team members all across North America. And so we got to have as many people there as possible. And really, the corporate is taking away all the excuses for us. A couple of other quick notes for us. This Friday, the corporate offices will be closed because of the Easter holiday. But you can still submit web business through Friday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And all through the weekend, you can submit new business all the way up until 12 p.m. Central on the 31st, which is Sunday. You can still, for those trying to get their Players Club points or their promotions or qualifying for executive director or getting those last counters to make up for last month, so you can go to the executive director banquet in Oklahoma City all the way through Sunday at 12 midnight. Just keep in mind that, you know, reinstatements will only be accepted until 10 p.m. But any new business all the way up to 12 p.m. Central Time. And also, you can drive your business into the corporate offices in Oklahoma by 10 p.m. Central Standard Time through Sunday. So anytime throughout the weekend, that business can be submitted there. And also on Sunday, there will be live bodies on answering the web support lines from 5 p.m. all the way through midnight on Sunday. So they've really gone above and beyond through the Easter holiday weekend to make it to allow each and every one of us to continue to make sure all the business gets in and we can close this month out strong. So guys, take advantage of that. Take advantage of the $75 rebate. And if you don't do anything else, get one new person registered for the convention by the using the $49.95 promotion the company's done for. So, man, that is a lot of information. I know I just get fired up all over again just reading it to you all. But I'm going to quit talking and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director a millionaire club member, a six-figure income earner. As a matter of fact, just returning from an all-expenses-paid vacation to London, England, through the Platinum, through Legal Shield Platinum Worlds promotion, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right. Yes, Mr. Moore asked me to just say just a few words about that trip. In fact, Pat and I just got back from, just like you said, a free trip of a lifetime to Europe with 12 other Platinum Executive Directors in Legal Shield. And, of course, our trip started by being picked up at the airport in London, England, in a beautiful Rolls-Royce Phantom. In fact, I asked the driver, I said, you know, what does this car cost? And he quoted me, Jeremy. He said, this car costs $980,000. I could not believe I was in a car like that. It was just incredible luxury. We were actually transported to the historic Lanesborough, which is a five-star hotel in downtown London. It's just across the street from the actually the Buckingham Palace, where we actually saw the changing of the guard. We had our own private butler available 24 hours a day. In fact, we had tea in the room multiple times every single day. Anything that you wanted, all you had to do is ring the bell, and they were there to help you out. But we enjoyed some incredible shopping at the world-famous Harrods Department Store, some of the finest dining that I've ever been around or ever had. We went to several museums. We rode the Tube, which is the rail system, all over London. Of course, we saw all the big things like Big Ben and the London Eye and the London Bridge and the Tower of London and all the major attractions while we were there. And then after 5 days, Jeremy, we rode the Eurostar, which is the high-speed rail system from London to Paris, France. It took 2 hours and 15 minutes at 186 mile an hour. I mean, it was incredibly fast. It went under the English Channel. They call it the Channel. And then we arrived in Paris. And while we were there, we stayed at a five-star hotel. In fact, our room, when you opened up the window and you looked out, you saw the Eiffel Tower outside our room. It was just an incredible sight. Of course, we took a Paris River cruise while we were there. We saw all the incredible architecture. We visited the Louvre and the Notre Dame and the Eiffel Tower and the Arc de Triomphe and all the incredible things and the sights. We just tried to take in everything that we could. We actually just had a blast with all the other Platinums, just the camaraderie that we had and the things we were able to do. We actually, one of the big things while we were there, we actually were able to celebrate our 33rd wedding anniversary, and it was all paid there because of Legal Shield. It was really a trip of a lifetime. We've never been treated like royalty like that ever before. And, you know, it's available through Legal Shield. So we're very excited. And then to top it off, while we were there, they announced that we were also just won another trip. And that was, of course, to Cancun. And, you know, what other company is giving away trips like this, trips to Europe, to another continent, to Cancun? You know, most people are taking away. Our company, Legal Shield, is actually presenting these things out there for the associates to take advantage of. So I'm really excited about what's been going on. I'm really excited about the upcoming convention and all the great announcements that they're going to be having there. But I'm going to quit there, and I'm going to go ahead and go straight out to Ada, Oklahoma, to the man that's going to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. In fact, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum Four Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner. Of course, he's led our More Success team now for the last 29 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Loud and clear, Randy. I want to extend my sympathy to you for having to go through all that torture over there and riding in a Rolls Royce and everything. I know it must have been very hard on you, so everyone extends our sympathy to you for that. And no kidding aside,
I just wanted you to know that.
What a trip. I'll tell you what, it's a great, great thing when you can hear like that. I was so proud Randy and Pat got to go for the 33rd wedding anniversary. What a way to celebrate. Proud of you, Randy. Glad you got to go. Jeremy and I stayed here and worked to keep you going, so you always send us a thank you note if you wish. Besides all the foolishness going on, and I do say it was a wonderful trip. I wish we could have more of those, and I'm sure in the future that many, many people on this call will be going on those trips. I know many on this call, Randy has called me already, said we've got to trip to Cancun. I know Steve Crabtree got a hold of me, Billy Mac Jones got a hold of me, a lot of others said we've got to Cancun. Dennis and Charlotte Hester, we got the Cancun trip, so I'm proud and congratulate to every one of you that's got the Cancun trip. Now, Randy, Jeremy, it is an honor. I mean, it is a real honor to introduce the next young man. He's a fantastic young man. What I like is not just his training ability, which is unsurpassed, his training ability, but the fact that he's a good family man. In America today, we need more good family men and women holding our country together, and we in Legal Shield have them in abundance. So this next one is a platinum two jacket recipient, a $250,000 ringer, a millionaire club member, and trainer extraordinaire, Mr. Chris Hughes.
All right, Mr. Moore, thank you so much. And it's always an honor to be on your call, and congratulations to everybody who's won trips from the London trip to the Cancun trip. And that gets me really motivated to get back to rock solid platinum, hearing these stories of, I mean, these are vacations that they're not even on my list. These are not vacations that I, you know, would even put on my list. But they're vacations that I would absolutely love to go on, and maybe I should put on my list. Maybe I will put on my list, but I'm just so excited to hear all the different reports tonight and this morning on the call, and really motivated to get back there and be on the next trip. So that said, I want to talk tonight about how to build a big business. And when I mean a big business, really you could substitute in there for big business a business that gives you passive income. And some of you know this, some of you don't. For a couple of years, I had temporarily retired from Legal Shield while I started a personal development company, and my seminar company has taken me a bunch of different places around the world, which has been exciting. But with the merger acquisition of Legal Shield and all that's happened thus far and all that's going to happen in Oklahoma City, I am fired up again and back in the game more than I have been in many, many, many years. But even while I wasn't working, you know, I was trying to pull my statistics before this call, but I might have accidentally sold a membership a month last year while I was, writing a book and doing some of those things. I'm not sure what it was. It was about a membership a month, accidentally, you know, here and there, and I had a few referrals. But even though I was, you know, only had about a membership a month personally that I wrote, you know, we still continue to make a six-figure income year after year after year after year. You know, in 2002, we crossed that, 2003, we crossed the six-figure mark for the first time. And, I worked really hard those first two or three years, and then I got married. We didn't work that hard at all for the next two or three years, and my wife and I were getting our house ready for kids, and then the kids came along, and we were traveling and enjoying one another's company and doing what newlyweds do, and you know, the money continued to be there for us. And that's really what I want to talk about tonight is how to build a big business, but also a business that gives you passive income so that if you, you know, want to take a little time off to travel the world or build a ministry or be a mom or be a dad or to fight cancer or some other disease or to pursue your dreams or whatever it is that you want to do or may need to do in your life, wouldn't it be a tremendous blessing to be able to have passive income coming into your life so that you can do whatever it is that you either want to do or need to do? That's what we're going to talk about, and I've got a lot to cover in a short period of time. So let me begin with a couple of distinctions. First of all, one of the things that makes our business, Legal Shield, so unique is our wheel of opportunity. We have a wheel of opportunity. We don't just have one product, you know, one opportunity, a magic elixir or skincare or vitamins or, you know, some magic pill that you pop in hopes of making your life better. We have a real product that makes a real difference in people's lives, and we have a multiplicity of ways, there's several ways of marketing this phenomenal service that, by the way, you can't get any variation of it Walmart or you know, any other place around the country. We are the only company with the suite of services that we offer anywhere in North America. So, you know, we can go out and offer this as an employee benefit. There are people in the company that make hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and that's all they do. They just go out and offer our incredible service in the employee benefit arena, and they do very, very well. We also can offer this to small businesses, and I know people that make six-figure income, and that's what they do. You know, they just go out and protect and help grow small businesses with our small business legal plan. So, and we could go on and on and on about, you know, all of our specialty products as well, but we don't have that kind of time. The point is that we have this entire wheel of opportunity. We have a variety of opportunities within one opportunity. And some on this call have gravitated more towards group marketing, employee benefits marketing, and some on this call have gravitated more towards the small business side, and some on this call do all of the above, and some on this call gravitate more towards the recruiting network marketing side of the business, and that describes me. I've had very, very little experience in Legal Shield outside of the network marketing side of the company. Now, let me make a distinction about network marketing. I think there's some misunderstanding in the company about what network marketing is and what network marketing isn't. I find that people who recruit think that they are involved in the network marketing side of the business, and that may or may not be true. It may or may not be true. So what do I mean by that? Well, network marketing is a craft. It's a trade. It's a profession. And inside of that craft and trade and profession are laws which govern your success or your ability to be successful within the industry, within the profession of network marketing. One of the major distinctions, or I would say descriptions, of success in network marketing is this. Success in network marketing is getting a large group of people to do a few simple things consistently over a long period of time. Okay, getting a large group of people to do a few simple things over a long period of time. See, I know people in Legal Shield that they have teams of people, but they have a small team of people that do really complex things, right, like intense sales strategies and calling on companies. Nothing wrong with that, but, I mean, there's a whole lot right with that, as a matter of fact. But it's just not, it doesn't, it's, you know, that's not network marketing. You know, that might be multi-level sales, it might be multi-level, you know, direct sales, but it's not network marketing, because network marketing is getting a large group of people to do a few simple things consistently over a long period of time, or at least I should say that's what, you know, how you become successful in network marketing. Well, here's what I found over the years. Very, very few people, and I mean very few people, get beyond 25 consistent producers. 25 people that produce anything monthly, month after month. And I want to see how you're doing. You know, just kind of ask yourself the question, maybe pull your reports tonight, but see if you fall into that category of the very, very few have 25 producers that every single month, month in, month out, they produce. And when I mean produce, I don't mean just sell. I mean recruit. Okay, I mean recruit. So, you know, that's really the litmus test is, do we have people that produce and recruit on a regular basis, at least 25 of them? Most people never get there. Why? The reason why that is because they violate the laws of duplication. And again, if we're involved in all the other areas of Legal Shield, fantastic and phenomenal. And when it comes to building a network marketing organization that will run away from you, I got an email from Lucas Hill today that said, man, I love, you know, in essence, I love network marketing. He says, I have a team in, I believe he said, North Carolina that's running away from me. You know, he's like, I got four new recruits today joined my business, and I had nothing whatsoever to do with any of them. That's the goal. That's the dream. But not just four recruits, 40 recruits, 400 recruits. You know, when we were really working before we retired for those 2 years, semi-retired, I use that term loosely, you know, we had 600, 800, 1,000 people a month joining our organization, and I knew, you know, almost none of them. It just was, you know, it just growed. And that's the dream. And let me ask you a question. If you had 1,000 recruits a month coming into your business, might you be able to get the wolves away from the door? Might you be able to pay off all your debts? Might you be able to take those dream vacations? Might you be able to put some money in savings? Might you be able to pay off, you know, the house or buy a new house or buy a new car or do something sweet for your sweetheart? Of course. If you've got 1,000 recruits a month coming into your business and it's spread out throughout 3, 4, 5-plus organizations, man, you can do just about anything you want. So that's kind of the, you know, what we want. And how, the question is, how do we get there? How do we get there? Well, in his book, in Stephen R. Covey's book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, one of the habits is to begin with the end in mind. So I challenge all of you to begin, you know, let's start today with this idea of having 1,000 recruits a month joining your organization, because we all would agree that'll solve a multitude of problems right there. 1,000 recruits a month plus then the membership, you know, that they all bought, 1,000 memberships in a month, not to mention all the other business, the group business, the small business, and the specialty plan business that's coming into your organization. Incredible. We're talking about thousands and thousands of memberships coming in on a monthly basis. So begin with the end in mind. For me, I want a large team. I want a team that's 10 times, 100 times larger than the team that I have. And I'm sure you all would like to have a very large team as well. And if that's the case, the question is, how do we get there? Well, we get there through something called duplication. And duplication is in our business, within network marketing, it's defined as, and this is a loose definition, but it's defined as, you know, organizations that continue to recruit month in and month out without your involvement. Okay, so having multiple organizations within your team, several different legs, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 15, 20 legs, and I say keep it thin to win in the beginning. You know, you can go wide for dough down the road, but keep it thin. In the beginning, you know, you only need 3, 4, 5 legs. I mean, I was building a, I recruited 3 sharp people, and I was making a 6-figure income in Legal Shield. It doesn't take 100, it doesn't take 1,000 or 10,000, only 3. You get 3 solid people in 3 different organizations who get this, who understand what it is that we're talking about. The organization runs away from you. You couldn't stop it if you wanted to. And you know, and now you're earning a 6-figure income. That's what duplication is. Multiple organizations, all, you know, your team just duplicating, replicating without you. You don't have to be the one that does all the work. You don't have to say, meet me at Starbucks. You don't have to say, hey, you know, how you doing today? You don't have to call them every day and see. You don't have to do that. You just have to do that with your leaders. You know, just a handful of leaders that you communicate with on a regular basis. They communicate with their leaders. They communicate with their leaders. And that's how you drive this thing to 1,000-plus recruits a month. So I want to share with you tonight something that I, for a document, and if you want to find this document, just Google 8 filters of duplication. It comes up number 1 on Google. But it's 8 filters of duplication. I'm going to run through them quickly in the interest of our time tonight. But if you want to build a business that will allow you to become completely free, the way, what you've got to do is you've got to set it up correctly from the very beginning. And the very beginning could be today. Today might be the day you decide, hey, I'm going to be involved in the Wheel of Opportunity and Legal Shield, but man, I'm going to build an organization that runs away from me. And duplication is the thing that's going to allow you to enjoy the fruits that network marketing can provide for you. So let's run through it. These are 8 filters. So imagine, you know, if you will, any filter. The good stuff gets through, right? The bad stuff stays out. And we want to keep the bad stuff out. When it comes to duplication, we want to keep all the fancy pants stuff out, all the intense sales strategies, all those things. When it comes to recruiting, right, with building a network marketing organization, we've got to keep it simple. Remember, we don't want a small group of people doing a lot of really complicated things for a short period of time. We want a large group of people to do a few simple things over a long period of time. Okay, so the first 3 filters are really questions that your prospects, when you're out prospecting, these are the questions that they're asking themselves, either consciously or unconsciously. Number 1, can I do what you just did to me? Number 2, do I have time to do what you just did to me? And number three, is it tasteful? Am I willing to do what you just did to me, to my friends, family, neighbors? And these are critical questions. Because, again, if you do some fancy pants, one-hour-long, hard-charge, hard-closing presentation, they're going to be thinking to themselves, again, either consciously or unconsciously, this is great, but I can't do that. I can't do what you just did. Now, you might win the battle. You might get the membership. They may even join your team because you're so good, right? You are so impressive and so convincing. You win the battle of getting them in. You lose the war of duplication, time and money, freedom in an organization that runs away from you. We want them to say, I can do what you just did. I have time to do that. Man, I'd be willing to do that to my friends and his neighbors right now. See, Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, he said that what the mind of man can conceive and believe, he can achieve. And by the way, ladies, that includes you. So what the mind of women can conceive and believe, she can achieve. That didn't sound quite as good, forgive me. But so if your prospect can't conceive, if they can't conceptualize, if they can't see themselves doing in their mind's eye what you just did to them, they're not going to. What the mind of man can conceive and believe. So they not only do they have to believe it, but they have to see it. They have to be able to see themselves doing what it is that you just did to them. Okay? And I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this at risk of running out. But let's look at it in terms of imprinting. Now, one of the strongest forces in nature is the imprinting that occurs in the minds of a baby gosling, and it happens in ducks as well. But whatever a baby duck sees just after it's hatched is imprinted onto that bird's mind forever. And if it sees a mommy's duck, then mommy duck is mommy. If mommy duck's not around and baby duck sees a jet ski or a boat floating in the water, then guess what? The jet ski or the boat becomes mommy. And more importantly, whatever the baby duck sees shortly after hatching, whether it be mommy, a jet ski, or a human being, is what the baby duck knows that it is, right? Doesn't think that it is. Knows, that's my mom. The baby duck doesn't think it, doesn't think it's a jet ski, doesn't think it's a human, doesn't think it's a duck. It knows that it's, you know, that it's mommy. It knows that. Okay, the same thing is true when you're recruiting. When you're recruiting an associate in the business, whatever you did to them gets imprinted onto their minds. They don't think, they know that whatever you did to them is what they're going to have to do to others to become successful. So, again, if you did a fancy pants 45-minute flip chart presentation or, whatever it is that you did, that's what they think they have to do to other people. If they can't see in their mind's eye them doing what you just did, you've lost before you've begun. Let's rattle off the next seven. Can a dud do it to a stud? Can somebody like me, when I got started in Legal Shield, behind all my bills and obligations, college dropout, 27 years old, 27 jobs, bouncing around, trying to find out what I was going to do for the rest of my life, living in the ghetto in Fort Worth, Texas, could someone like me recruit a stud? And the answer is yes, if you don't violate the laws of duplication. I did recruit a multimillionaire, more than just one millionaire, but one story in particular, went to his house, showed him a video. He said, this is amazing, I'm in. And I said, yeah, you're in. He goes, yeah, let's do it. And I said, do what? He said, do everything. I want to buy the membership, and I want to join your team. It was incredible. And he went on to the very, very top of the company because a dud could do it to a stud. I got out of the way, and I let the stud see the information for himself and not through the eyes or the mouth or the mind or the heart of a dud, which is a fair description of me 13, 14 years ago. So, you know, that's number four. Can a dud do it to a stud? And number five, will it work in depth? It may work on your first and second level because you can control it, because you do all the work for your team, because you say, meet, you know, have everybody, have all your prospects come to Starbucks and I'll get them all for you, right? Well, that works great. It works. The question is, does it duplicate? And that's really the more important question. Everything works. When you're marketing a product like Legal Shield, everything works. You could set up a lemonade stand and sell Legal Shield. That would work. You put flyers out. I don't recommend it, but if you put enough out, that would work. You know, just about anything works. Question is, does it duplicate? So does it work in depth? Number five, number six, will it work long distance? You know, will it work? Might work in Ada, might work in Utah here, might work in, Ohio, but will it work in Boca Raton, Florida? You know, will it work in Chicago? Will it work all across the country? Number seven, will this work without me? How can you have a runaway business if you're the starting point of everything that ever happens in your business? I hope you'll get this in your notes. Some people would rather be important than they would be rich. You know, when they talk about it, they talk about wanting to be rich. But if you follow them around town, you realize, no, this person doesn't want to be rich. They want to be important. They want their ego stroked. They want everybody to think they're important. They want to be the one that gets to drive all the time. They want everybody else in the back seat. They want to do all the work. They want all the recognition. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm the best. You know, aren't I the greatest? Right? Just that these people have a very, very, they can't build it. You know, they just can't build it long term. Maybe short term, not long term. Will it work? Six, will it work long distance? Number seven, will this work without me? And number eight, and I think this is the most important filter of the filters, is will it work 5 minutes later? Will it work 5 minutes later? So in other words, I come over to your house, and whatever it is that I do to you, I'm trying to recruit you, okay? I want to share the Legal Shield opportunity with you. Whatever I do to you, you need to be able to say, number one, I can do that. Number two, I have time to do that. Number three, man, I'd be willing to do that to my friends, family, and neighbors. Number four, a dud, whatever it is I do to you, a dud can turn around and do that to a stud. It'll work in your fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth level deep. It'll work long distance anywhere across the country in Canada. It'll work without you, and it'll work 5 minutes later. This is why Jeff Hughes came out of nowhere as an absolute no-name in Legal Shield, and within 7 months, he's an executive director with an organization that's recruiting 100 a month, and by his 10th month, he's over $10,000 a month. You know, by the end of his first full year, you know, he's having checks of $15,000, $18,000, $20,000. And I look, you know, you study successful people, right? I mean, that's a good nugget. You study people that have what you want. Well, Jeff, I look at what Jeff did. Jeff used tools and events. And that's really the whole core of what I wanted to train on tonight. Tools and events. Tools and events. Third-party tools, the definition of a third-party tool is anything that's not you. Anything that's not you. If it's all about you, that's not a third-party tool. If it's not about you, that is a third-party tool. So we use third-party tools. If they like what they see, we get them to events. That's what we do. And you see, this is called weakest link marketing. Everybody can do that. Everybody can send a web video. Everyone can hand a DVD to a friend. Everyone could put a friend on a recorded call. You know, these are such simple things to do. And then once we find people that are interested, we get them to a business briefing or to a PBR, a private business reception, or to Super Saturday. That's what Jeff Hughes did, and that's what many people on this call have done to build organizations of 50 to 100,000 people or more, is they use tools and events. Now, one last thing, and then I'm done. I know we're a little bit long, but this is important. If you are a good salesperson or a good communicator, or you're passionate or really friendly or charming or charismatic, you have some sort of gift of person, right, personality gift, or even skill set gift, you can make more money by using your unique abilities in the beginning. You can make more money using those skills in the beginning. And this is why most people never get into the duplication, because it's easier. It's like, you know, if I sat down and tried to, sell, let's say I sat down with 10 people, I tried to sell them all a membership. If I did the presentation, I could probably sell 7 out of 10 of them. You know, these are friends, family, neighbors, people that I know. I could recruit maybe 7, maybe 10. I don't know, maybe 10 out of 10. If I sit down with them and try to recruit them, Just with my skills, right, with my passion and my vision and all that, I could probably recruit, you know, 3, 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10, maybe 6 out of 10, right, the people that I know. But if I use a tool, I recruit less. I recruit way less if I use a tool. So people look at that and go, well, then why would you ever use a tool? Because here's the thing. You get to make more commissions or more overrides. Which would you choose? Bigger personal commissions or bigger overrides? More personal commissions or more overrides? I choose to make more overrides. So how do you do that? By weakest link marketing, by setting it up right in the very, very beginning. I'd rather get one or two out of ten who go out and get one or two out of ten, who go out and get one or two out of ten, who go out and get one or two out of ten. And now I've got an army of people, 50,000 strong, that are able to get one or two out of ten. And you compare that to an organization that does, you know, that does it all, that's fancy pants, they rely on their own skill sets. It never really runs away from them. So they might make good money, 50, 100 grand a year, but they're not going to have the time of financial freedom that allows them to do what they want to do or what they may need to do at some point in the future. What I wish for all of us on this team, is to have more time and more money so that we can do the things that God put us on this planet to do. I love the More Success team motto, you know, God, family, business. God first, family second, and business. You know, if we keep God put us on this planet for a reason. If we do what God put us on this planet to do, then we're happy. And if we're not doing what God put us on this earth to do, we're not happy. And what I love about the Legal Shield opportunity is it gives me the opportunity to more fully engage in my birthright, my spiritual birthright, to do the things that I was put on the planet to do. And finally, family, the ultimate of all the events is our international convention. We talked about that tonight, so I won't belabor the point. But if you don't go with all the love in my heart, that is a colossal error in judgment. And to those of you that are going, I applaud you with everything in me. And I am so excited for this event, particularly this event, because I believe that this event, this particular event, is going to set in motion many, many miracles for the people of God. And with that said, I'm going to turn the call back over to you, Mr. Moore, and I appreciate you so much.
Well spoken, Chris, my friend. Well spoken. Excellent. Absolutely excellent. As usual, you did a wonderful, wonderful job, and you're right. God, family, Legal Shield. We want to thank you for being on a call tonight. We want to thank you for being an outstanding team member, and I'll see if Randy has anything to say or Jeremy before I finish the call. Thank you, Chris. Jeremy, Randy, either one? Well, evidently they've moved their stuff out or they don't have anything to say, so the call's been a little long, but I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but I enjoyed every second of the call. Ladies and gentlemen, get registered for the convention. Please get registered. Do yourself a favor if you haven't. If you have, congratulations. Get registered for the breakout. We're going to listen for you next Monday night, but we're going to see you in Oklahoma City. God bless you, God, family, Legal Shield, and good night.